NBC News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is calling the death of an NYPD officer a sad event. Police officer Jonathan Diller was killed and shot Monday during a traffic stop in Queens by an illegal immigrant. Trump attending Officer Diller's wake on Long Island Thursday.
The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
President Biden also in the Empire State, although President Biden in New York, along with former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, to hold a fundraiser with Lizzo and other celebrities. Four people are dead and five injured in northern Illinois following a stabbing spree. Rockford, Illinois Police Chief Carla Redd mourns the impact on the community.
With everything that transpired, our community is hurting because of the senseless act of violence that took place.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials are speaking to the media about a recent 12-day nationwide effort related to their enforcement and removal operations. It targeted a number of cities, including Boston, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Acting ICE Director P.J. Lichtner says that maintaining the safety of Americans is the goal.
Like our local law enforcement partners, all we want to do is keep the American public safe. Although we're always mission ready and capable of conducting large-scale operations like this one, it's better all around when law enforcement agencies honor our detainers to keep people like the 216 arrested in this operation off our streets.
A federal judge on Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for leading one of the biggest financial scandals in American history. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud centered on his crypto empire. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The Georgia election fraud case against former President Donald Trump and a group of alleged co-conspirators is back in a Fulton County courtroom on Thursday for a pretrial hearing. Defense attorney Steve Sato spoke in support of the former president. He argued Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election were political speech, which falls under the First Amendment.
I don't think there's any question that statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith.
The State Department is offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack.
The House will send the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas last month for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaker Mike Johnson saying the articles will be sent to the upper chamber on April 10th. Mayorkas is the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in almost 150 years. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.